Welcome to the Crossroads Prayer and Fast Podcast. While we are preparing our hearts for Easter, may you find a fresh encounter as we reflect on Jesus' journey to transform the world. So let's get started with today's episode with Men's and Groups Pastor Aaron Babison.
Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said therefore among themselves, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, 'They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.'" Therefore the soldiers did these things. John 19:23-24. So Jesus, as he's preparing to be crucified, he's stripped of his clothing, and the soldiers cast lots for his garments. Reflecting on this moment, I'm struck by the display of vulnerability and humility as Jesus is stripped bare. I think of what that might have felt like for him to be standing there, beaten and battered, nowhere to hide, as he prepares for the cross. For many of us, it's difficult to think about Jesus this way. We like to think about the victory of Jesus, the power of Jesus, but thinking about the vulnerability of Jesus can make us feel uncomfortable. Instead, I think today is an opportunity to take comfort as we reflect on the vulnerability of Jesus. His experience in this moment means that he can relate to the moments in our lives where we feel weak, where we feel vulnerable, where we feel humiliated and exposed. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." This moment can also be an invitation for us. Just as Jesus was stripped of his garments in an act of humility, we can bring ourselves before God in humility and ask him to strip away the things in our lives that we use to cover up our brokenness, our pride, our addictions, unhealthy relationships, sinful ways of thinking and believing. Whatever that is, take a moment today. Use today as an opportunity to invite God now to strip those things away so that you might cast off works of darkness and clothe yourself with Christ, like it says in Romans 13:14. Let's pray. Lord, as we reflect on your humility in this moment, first of all, we take comfort in the fact that it represents something significant, that you can sympathize with our weakness. The moments where we feel the weakest, Lord, you can step in and press in. And we thank you, God, that we can come to you now. We can submit ourselves to you now and ask you to strip away the things that need to be stripped away in our lives so that we might clothe ourselves with the righteousness of Christ. We thank you and we praise you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to our Prayer and Fast podcast. Join us on Sunday, March 31st for Easter at Crossroads. Get service times and more at crossroadschurch.net/Easter.